It's time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and it's time for our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy, what's going on in our island skies. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. Firstly, Mars high in the south, Hema, and Saturn will be visible in the west, Komohana, around about 8 p.m., with Venus rising around about 4 a.m. Now, the moon is moving past its crescent phase this week, and so this means dark island skies, perfect for spotting meteors and satellites.
I know last week we had the ISS. Anything like that this week?
Yeah, so this week we have a space station bonanza. On Tuesday, June the 3rd, the Chinese Tiangong 1 will be passing from the northwest to the northeast at around about 7:46 p.m. And then on Wednesday, June the 4th, the ISS will be making a pass from the west-southwest to the north-northeast.
And we have an update this week on some testimony that occurred that relates to the search for life in space.
That's right, Dave. Bold claims from D.C. last week. Two scientists from the SETI Institute, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, spoke during a hearing of the U.S. House Science and Technology Committee. Doctors Seth Shostak and Dan Wertheimer told a hearing that solid evidence for the existence of life in our galaxy will be found within the next two decades. This may seem like a bold claim, but we have known for years that the universe is full of all the ingredients needed for life as we know it. There is a variety of ways that evidence for life could be found. Firstly, we could find life by using robotic probes and landers. We'll most likely find this life in the deep oceans of Europa and some other moons. Secondly, we could study the atmospheres of distant worlds using ground and space-based telescopes. We could tell if these worlds perhaps show chemical markers of life in their alien skies by using something called spectroscopy, the method of detecting chemicals by the light they emit or absorb. And then finally, we may be able to intercept communications or signals from intelligent species using giant radio telescopes. This three-pronged attack will force the issue, and the answer to the question of are we alone in the universe will be revealed sooner rather than later.
That sounds fascinating, Christopher, and I appreciate the heads up. We're really looking forward to getting more information.
You are welcome, Dave.
Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center on Hawaii Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.